Hello.
Oh, hi, Stephanie. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. I was just waiting for you to call me. Okay.
Oh, good. I got your message. Yeah. So I have the billing in front of me. Is it going to be a different card?
Yeah, but I want to speak to you about something because I didn't get any calls since the past 45 days.
Okay.
And a person called me yesterday. She's saying it's when we Google your account, when we say psychic or psychic Jimmy, I'm like the sixth psychic on the page. That's wrong. And then she's like, it says on your account, on your page, warning something. Like I'm like the owner, like me, myself is not paying attention to my business. So that was like, whoa for me. And then my card that I had on file has a problem. So.
Oh, but. I see. Okay. So I want to explain something to you. There's a lot of scam companies out there that will call you and they'll tell you, this is wrong with your Google listing and that's wrong with your Google listing. And their intention in doing that is so that you would sign up with them because
she's Township. She's from Township.
Oh, yep. There's two scam companies out there. One is Townsquare Interactive and the other one is Ali. And those are the ones that are doing that.
Let me see. Wait, hold on. Come again?
It's Townsquare. It should be Townsquare, not Township.
Give me a second because now you're like, you got me going here. Hold on, because now I got to see. Because she's like, wait, you know, it says this on your account. I'm like, wait, let me see. Yeah, Townsquare. Yeah, you're right.
Yep, Townsquare. Yep. Yeah, those are the scam companies.
Okay.
The reason they're a scam is that if you were to cancel Local Splash and start working with them, they can't create a new Google page for you because you already have one. So that would be a duplicate. And they can't do anything with the page that we already created unless they have access to it. And those companies, they never contact Local Splash and ask for access for it when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So the people that kind of jump ship and start working with them, they're throwing that money down the toilet because they can't do anything with it if they don't have access to it, right? So I want to let you know that in the last 30 days, because I'm on your dashboard, your company has been found on the first page of Google 317 times, and you've had 27 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page.
Well, so, I got no phone calls.
Well, so
whatever.
One thing
okay,
she
so
said that was true is that there is a little orange banner that we put up on your site that says the information here is no longer being updated, but that's just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. So once the payment goes through, that orange banner does come off the site.
Okay, so what is the amount that I have to give you today to keep that? Because you know what happened? I was doing the $250 plan.
Oh, I see.
Everything was good, and then I switched to the $150, and it's not really that great, but that's not in my budget for this month right now.
Yeah, it's still at the $150. It won't go up to the $249 unless you called us and asked us to. So in the interim, it's always going to be $149.
So should I do the $250? Like, I don't know. I'm a little, cause really with the $149, I really didn't get any phone calls. The $249
Let me look
was
here
better, but I can't afford it right
see,
now. That's the problem.
Before you had an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. So what I would suggest is if you can't afford the whole $249, at least do the $149 now. Get that banner off your site, and I can have the technicians do some performance updates to try to help you out there. And then maybe within the next couple of weeks, if you have the extra $100, you
could
call
just
us.
Pay it.
Exactly. Rather than,
all
you
right,
know, you holding
good
off, and then, you know, it's hurting you in the meantime. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so let's do that then. Okay, so let me
okay
do the paint. I have to give you my new card because, like I told you, they shut down my other card. So.
Okay, no problem. So is it still the 34th Avenue address for the billing?
That's the same address. I'm sorry.
Same address. Okay, perfect. So I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Give me a second because I have to locate it. Do I have a picture of my card? Hold on. That is the problem. Oh, wait. My question is here. God, I'm so silly. And you could leave this card on file even for next month as well. So that's
okay. No problem.
All right. It is 5143.
Okay.
7729.
Got it.
6846.
Okay.
9818.
9818. Okay. Expiration?
1226.
1226, and then the code?
631.
631. Okay, so I will get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. And then if you do want to add those Facebook ads in the next couple of weeks, just feel free to give us a call, okay?
I do. All right, I just got it. I do have a question. I just thought of something.
Yes.
So I did see on other people's pages where they have, like, services offers and prices and all of that. Is there a way that we can do that as well?
Yep, absolutely. So you can, if you know off the top of your head what you want us to list, I can send that message over to the department. Or I can show you how to go on the dashboard right now and do those revisions on your end. That might be better.
But I'm not the best at it. So if I'm like, I'd just rather have you guys do it. It's better.
Okay, so, all right. So what would you like us to put for pricing?
Okay, so because it's like in person and FaceTime, I do feel like we should do something like that. Like if it's it's always better to come into the office, but you can do like a palm reading for $25.
Okay.
We have a half a tarot card for $45. A full tarot card is $90.
Okay, hold on. Tarot card. 45, and then the full is 90, right?
Yes. And then a full life reading is 120.
Okay. It's called full life?
Full life reading, yeah.
Life reading, okay. And that's 120.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then we have people who just want to know about their love life, so it's called a lover's reading.
Okay.
And that one's 75.
Okay.
But maybe if they see the prices, they won't say, you know what, let's not call her. So I'm like, I'm really confused about that.
Sometimes it is better to, not have the pricing so that you can kind of negotiate with people a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm open if you wanted to try it. I mean, any revisions that you make are free of charge anyway. So you could put it up there for a week or so and see if it helps. And if not, you could take it down.
Yeah, let's keep it up there for about 7 days. And then next week, just give me a call back or I'll call you back.
Yes.
And all that.
Okay, yeah, you just call us next week if you have any more revisions that you want to make or if you decide to take the pricing off, and they'll do that for you, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, so you're all good to go, and in the meantime, have a great rest of your week.
You too, and I'm going to make sure if that person calls it back, I don't want nothing to do with them. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. You know what I always tell people, if they get a scam caller like that, just say, look, Local Splash is handling it. You have to talk to them. They're not going to talk to us because they're a scam caller, right? But it's a good way for you to just get that all, you know, away from you so you could just focus on your readings and all that.
She's like, I've been getting so many mixed reviews about Local Splash. I said, you know, they are good, but I said, you know, the last 30 days I didn't get anything out of it. She's like, well, maybe you should switch. So I'm like, yeah, no, I'm good.
Oh, gosh.
I have another question for you. I just thought about it. International advertising.
We only do United States. We used to do Canada, but we only do within the U.S. So
I just wanted to figure that out. All right, thank you so much, Tina. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. You too. Okay, bye.